That's music by Lydia Laird on Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. However, with Ryan gone, I have had to pull in a little bit of support to play the What Day Is It game today. I'd like to welcome into the studio this morning, Carter Dreplow. Good morning, Carter.
Good morning, Beth. It's nice to be recruited for this particular segment.
Nice and early. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Good to be here.
Yeah, well, to refresh you on the What Day Is It game, here's what happens. Ryan always tells me and you, the Kinship Radio listener, that there's always a holiday on the calendar. Now, some of them are kind of crazy, kind of out there, somewhat normal sounding, but Ryan always takes two of them that are real. He makes a third one up off of the top of his head, and he challenges me and you today, Carter, to determine which one of the three that he pulls is the one that he has made up. So, Carter, are you ready to hear which days Ryan has for us to choose from?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
Here we go. Ryan, what days do you have for us to choose from today?
Here are your options for the What Day Is It game for Monday, the 25th. We have National Crocus Day, National Tolkien Reading Day, and National Medal of Honor Day. One of these days is not a real day. Which day did Ryan make up?
Ooh, three very different options there.
I think these are tough choices this morning.
A little bit, yeah, yeah. So, National Crocus Day. Something that Ryan knows about me, I'm not very good at plants, flowers, gardening. I have a black thumb when it comes to stuff like that. So, I don't know where you land in that department, Carter.
I think this could be a possibility.
Really?
I, you know, before we get into the two others, but I think this could be a possibility because, particularly because it's a spring flower. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a lot of plants, trees, things like that, that are mm-hmm. designated as special days on the calendar. So I think it could be a possibility.
Yeah, I could see that.
Okay.
National Tolkien Reading Day. Of course, this is the works of J.R.R. Tolkien. What's your thought on that?
Well, this could also be a possibility because I know that there's a lot of people that love his books. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't surprise me if there was a reading society or Tolkien society mm-hmm. that was started, you know, a few years ago. The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. you know, those are all books that people are very interested in and continue to read. So,
did you actually read them?
I did.
You did?
Yes.
I have to confess, I did not.
I read them all.
Really?
Been a long time, but...
Love the movies.
Yeah.
Love the movies. Never read the books. Okay, so there's that. And then National Medal of Honor Day.
Okay, this one I think is a real day because I think you know, he talks about it's public law 101-564 after President George H.W. Bush's signature. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't surprise me if we designated a special day to honor those people that received the Medal of Honor.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that one's real.
Okay, but which one is not today?
All right, I'm going to take a stab. My guess is going to be the National Tolkien Reading Day.
Is not today.
Is not today.
Okay. I'm going to go with you on this one.
Okay.
I am. I don't think Ryan would mess with the National Medal of Honor Day.
I agree.
And with it being that we're in spring, I kind of like Crocus Day too.
I think that's a legitimate day.
Yeah. Okay. We're in agreement. All right, so let's go to Ryan. Ryan, which day is the fake day?
And the day that is not a real day is National Crocus Day. I
Ooh.
Love crocuses, but they don't have a day.
They don't have a day at all.
Well, then we should make one for the crocus.
I say we just be defiant today and call it National Crocus Day.
That sounds
anyway.
Good.
Anyway.
He got us on this one.
Yeah, he did. Well, he's pretty good at that. So there you have it. Carter, thanks so much for helping me out today.
You're welcome. Good to be here.
Yeah, thanks so much. Here's music from North Point Inside Out on Kinship Radio.